AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A dangerous bomb cyclone is now slamming California. It's the second major storm to hit the state this week, and some people are being told to get out.
We're just going
to
get out of the way, let nature do its thing, and we'll be back tomorrow.
That man's in Montecito, where mudslides killed 23 people in 2018, and there could be more there today. Nancy Ward is director of California's Office of Emergency Services.
We anticipate that this may be one of the most challenging and impactful series of storms to touch down in California in the last 5 years.
So people are doing everything they can to get ready.
Now we're just preparing to be safe. Got batteries, water. I'm actually preparing myself with the generator. I had to go get some gasoline and just in case.
These storms already caused widespread floods and knocked out power to about 200,000 customers. At least two people have died. A seventh vote to choose the U.S. House Speaker is expected today amid gridlock at the Capitol. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest.
This group of 20 U.S. House Republicans who've defected from Kevin McCarthy of California on the House Speaker vote were part of a series of nighttime meetings and closed-door negotiations, but they didn't budge through a lengthy second day of votes. And before the seventh vote begins today, Matt Gaetz of Florida, one of McCarthy's opponents, said he won't vote for McCarthy ever. Not all day, all week, or all month.
Until a speaker is chosen, representatives can't be sworn in, they can't form committees or establish rules. As many as 100,000 people attended Pope Benedict's funeral today at the Vatican. Bethany Bell is with the BBC.
Pope Francis, who presided over the service, was brought out in a wheelchair. He prayed for the soul of his predecessor, Benedict. The service was attended by clergy from around the world, cardinals in red vestments, nuns and monks in dark robes. The choir sang, "May angels lead you into paradise."
The former pontiff's body has already been taken inside the basilica for burial in the Vatican crypt. Benedict was 95 years old. Another COVID variant is causing a surge in new cases here in the U.S.
3 years into the coronavirus pandemic, and COVID-19 is blamed for more than 1,092,000 lives here in the count by Johns Hopkins Medical. Now there's a new COVID variant. It is called XBB 1.5. It accounts for more than 40% of the cases in the U.S.
The infectiousness of this new variant means that it will continue to spread, and that's something that we all need to be aware of.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus. Tom Foti, CBS News.
The WHO says this could be the most transmissible variant yet. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Due to rising costs continuing to impact Americans, it doesn't mean you have to start the new year with an empty wallet. Here's Mark Stieber, Chief Tax Information Officer at Jackson Hewitt.
Our most recent survey found an overwhelming 77% of people did not know they could get an early advance on their tax refund. Set yourself up for the new year by visiting a local Jackson Hewitt office where you could qualify for up to $3,500 with a no-fee refund advance, all before the IRS even starts sending tax refunds.
To learn more, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 32. Winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 15. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 23. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habacker.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Mm-hmm. feels good to get to Thursday, Friday Eve here. We got some fun stuff we're going to get into this hour. We're going to tell you, hey, you don't have to get rid of that 2002 calendar, that 2022 Ooh. Calendar. Ain't got to get rid of it. We'll tell you what you can do with it in just a little bit.
I'm intrigued.
We're going to let you know the best time to get rid of your Christmas decorations. It was yesterday.
July?
Basically. A new trend that I have to dissect. I have to get into this with you.
Oh, so. Okay.
Got that coming up a little bit later. We'll also get into our National Day of Calendar this hour in the 8 o'clock hour. Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. Also going to preview and tell you a little bit about a new feature we will be having on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. Along with that, I write stories, good stories of the day, and what other trouble Seth and I can get into.
Trouble.
It's going to be
fun. Trouble.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Hmm. I'm still getting used to James Sands' facial hair. It's I've not seen it very often, and it's a little disconcerting.
It's very, very disconcerting. I was trying to explain this to this student of mine, and she's very smart, and she's really like ahead of the game when it comes to comedy. She gets stuff. She sees the big picture. She's looking and looking and looking at me. And I'm like, I know. And she goes, well, no, it doesn't look bad. You look so much younger. I keep getting told that. And that's great. That's yes, wonderful. Sure. I don't care. I miss my beard.
Yeah.
Let the audience know, since this is obviously an audio medium.
Right.
I got a part. I got a new role. Mm-hmm. I am playing Valentino Viceroy. That is the I am a washed up actor who it will not come out of my dressing room.
That's
I will
awesome.
Not, I refuse. I will not come out. It ends up that this character, they wanted to look a little younger, and so I shave, did the haircut, all that stuff for it. It's a student film from a wonderful young director who I have no doubt we are all going to know her name eventually.
Yeah.
When she gets her break and everything. She's very talented. Mm-hmm. It's just a short film for Columbia University down in Chicago and everything. It's a fun project. I've worked with them before on a Tesla project a couple of years ago. It's nice. I have to say, I'll get the beard thing out of the way. It feels weird. I don't remember the last time I didn't have facial hair.
Yeah.
I don't like shaving. Mm-hmm. Taking a razor to your face is wrong.
Isn't that weird?
It feels weird. Feels like it's 2023, man. There's got to be a better way to do this.
Let me take this very sharp thing and scrape it across my skin, right? Yeah.
I have barely little to no padding. I am a scarecrow walking around in the winter. So the beard is at least
it's
one
helpful,
little bit of
yeah.
protection. That's gone. So now I'm completely
into your face is really cold for some reason.
To the elements. I belong to the elements now. There's all that. But we got working yesterday. We had the read-through Monday, script-through Monday. And then yesterday we filmed. It's only about 57, 58 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it took us about a half an hour. We got about a half an hour of filming done. Mm-hmm. And it took us about 2 hours to do. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
All things considered. Now, it's a small cast. Mm-hmm. We're doing it on Zoom and Skype, so that does help a little bit.
Yep.
And this director is very kind of like, I like her, but I'm a little worried that she likes everything. and I don't think I've ever worked with a director like that before. It's been fun. It's really nice. I forgot what it's like to just act. My only job in this is acting.
That's just acting.
Like just being an actor.
You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to mess with the board. You don't have to. Yeah.
No. It is so much fun. It is so much fun to just be there and just be talent.
Nice.
It used to bug me a little bit. I used to kind of be frustrated by that and everything and feel you were just a kind of a tool. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to place you here, and then you go, and then you do your thing, right?
I'll only pick you up when I need you.
Yeah, right.
But when I don't need you, you're just going back in the box. I don't mind being a toolbox right now. I don't mind it.
It's nice. It's change of pace.
It's kind of a nice break.
Yeah,
it is. Kind of nice to just be able to work and just act and everything. It is not worth losing my beard. Can your beard be one of your best friends? This is my question to the audience this morning. More 2 a.m. thoughts here.
There you go.
You can't help. Like, when you first get your beard in, your hands are all over it.
Yeah, it's true.
without it, your hands are all over, missing it and yes. everything.
Touching is like, why is this? There's something missing here. What's wrong?
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'll tell you that much. My facial hair does tend to grow pretty quick, so mm-hmm. give it a couple days and it'll probably be back.
It'll be back,
but
yeah.
that actually works out because the way this script is, and I'm sharing a little bit of it because the director told me, I talked to her and said, hey, do you mind if I explain some of this on the air?
Yeah.
And promote what you're doing a little bit mm-hmm. and the university and stuff. So just getting that out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody will ever see this.
Right.
Just being honest, she would tell you the same thing. It's mm-hmm. a student film. She'll send it off to Cannes and to a couple of film festivals. And hey, if we get lucky,
maybe someone will look at it, pick it up. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And, maybe it gets looked at as short film, something
yeah.
or whatever. But more than likely, this project yeah. is more for her to graduate and to, mm-hmm. Show her to her team, our teachers, what she can do.
Yep. That's right.
It's a lot of fun to be a part of, especially with
yeah.
that. I just don't know if it's worth losing the beard. And again, I ask, can your beard or your facial hair be one of your best friends?
It'll come back. It'll come back to you.
It better. It better soon, too. I brought this up already a little bit earlier. A lot of people will spend good money on a new calendar.
Right.
My mom gets them for a bunch of them from National Geographic and all
yes.
this. She
mm-hmm.
sends money to them, so she gets free calendars.
Yep.
She's always got 20 of them.
Yeah.
And, gives my brother, sister, and I
yep.
one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I, in recent years, have just been kind of spending an extra couple bucks and getting a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I have a trees one that's really cool. Great trees around
cool.
the world and
mm-hmm.
everything. It's interesting. It cost me about $8 or $9. I would not normally spend that. I had a thing from Amazon where I had to return something or whatever, so they gave me money, a discount, so I only paid
yep.
$2 for the calendar.
Right.
But I felt still a little ridiculous about it and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And now I know why. Here's a totally impractical way to save $15.
All right.
Haven't tossed your 2022 calendar away yet? You can still use it. All you got to do is wait a decade. That's it. Obviously, the day of the week changed year to year.
Right.
January 5th, it was a Wednesday in 2022, and it's on a Thursday this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the same dates do eventually come back around and line up.
That's true.
So you'll be able to use your 2022 calendar again if you just hang on to it until 2033. That's it. That's all you got to do.
If you can hang on to it that long, I'm impressed. Okay, here's what I have done in the past. I don't think I may not be proud of this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yes.
I've looked at I've taken an old calendar mm-hmm. and I've looked for the month that has the dates and the dates and days that line up, and just use that because at least that part's right. Now the month is wrong,
sure.
and the picture is sunny. Winter. It's
yeah,
a summer
yeah.
scene or something like that. But at least they're right, and I'm not going to get things wrong because the dates, they line up, so I'm good to go.
That's
I
awesome.
Have done that before.
I admire that, actually. I admire the creativity in
oh,
that.
Oh, man. And then there's my sister who, while we were visiting, she actually got a shipment of six calendars that she purchased.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like, why do you have so many calendars? Well, I need one for every room.
Oh, geez.
What? You need a calendar in every room? Oh, okay. And this is my sister, so some of them are just nice,
yeah.
Nature scenes.
Yeah.
And then there's one, dragon witches. Dragon witches?
What is
a dragon witch? I don't know that.
I have to look that up. I'm pretty sure I dated the dragon witch. That's awesome.
But it's like, why do you need one in every room? Because I do. I just need one in every room. Okay. All right.
I've heard, especially if I take a look, a real close look at my own life, I'm sure I've got some stuff.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't pick on her too much or anything. I do. I actually kind of, I like the idea of, if you have two floors, you got
mm-hmm.
a calendar upstairs, a calendar down.
That makes sense.
You're in an office setting, Steph's got a calendar, we have a calendar,
yep.
All that kind of thing. But that, she don't live alone, does she?
No,
okay,
no.
Good.
She's got
all right.
a family.
For some reason, it felt a little worse to me if she lived alone. I don't know
no.
why, but for the...
And her poor kids are just rolling their eyes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God. Their mom.
There's mom with her calendars. Calendars tend to line up every 6 years or 11 years. The exception is, of course, leap years
mm-hmm.
when it takes 28.
Right.
So calendars for 2024, a leap year, won't be usable again until 2052.
So keep that in mind.
The one catch is some of the holidays won't line up. That's the one catch. But all the days of the week will be right. So
exactly.
If that's all you care about,
your there you go.
2022 calendars will be kind of usable again in 2033, 2039, 2050, and 2061. If you've already been hoarding calendars for some reason, here are a few more that work in 2023. This year, you can reuse calendars from 2017, 2006, 1995. Or if you've got one from 1933, that will work as well.
Oh, ooh, hey, if you got a 1933 calendar, man, I'll take that one. That's probably pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We will meet back here in 2033. And we'll see how this works out.
We'll see how this works out. You have one box in your basement labeled old calendars, and you keep forgetting why you do it. Why do I have this box of old calendars?
Which
I don't remember. Why do we have these?
That is so something I would or my dad would do. Why do I got all these calendars?
I don't remember. Why is
hey,
this
Bam, why am I hanging on to these calendars? I don't know what's more like weird or funny or whatever here. The fact that this is a thing that somebody figured out or whatever, or that there is a whole website dedicated to it.
Really?
If you're curious about this, you can go to whencaniusethiscalendar.com. All one word.
Oh, my gosh. They couldn't even have a smaller website name. Oh, my God. The address is huge.
You're gonna get worn out before you get even to the when can I
just
read
typing. Oh,
you know
man.
What? I don't care anymore. I'll just buy a new calendar. I'll spend the $5. Just get a new calendar.
Give some money to the Sierra Club. They'll send me one.
When can I use this calendar.com if you are curious out there? We will take a break. We'll get back to our day. Come back with our National Day of Calendar here on the morning show at WFHR.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 32. Winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 15. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 23. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Time to get into our National Day of Calendar for this January 5th, 2023.
All right.
It is National Repeal Day.
Well, just guessing because I don't see it there. I believe it's the repeal of Prohibition the anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition. So.
On the 5th of December, it's time to raise a glass to all things cocktails, beer, spirits, and celebrate your right to have a cheeky little or large tipple now and then. We just moved to Britain, apparently.
Yes.
Between the 5th, January 5th, 1919, and December 5th, 1933.
Yeah.
I have studied this era of America maybe more than any other time period, and that always boggles my mind every time I read
How long it lasted, yeah.
America was dry.
America was dry for that, yeah.
Sort of. Sort of.
Let's put this in perspective, yes.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting. They make a joke here about it. We don't mean it didn't get much rainfall, although that I believe that was the dust period, right?
That was around that time. The very beginning of the 30s with the Dust Bowl, yeah.
So I don't know if that's really a great joke to make. That was a rough period.
It doesn't matter. It's a long time ago.
Prohibition, that era, that time, is such a fascinating thing to think about on all levels, from government to the American person, to what how we reacted to it, what our intentions were, because I don't think anybody can have an issue with the intention of it. Well, at least on and in theory.
In theory, the idea, right, yeah.
The idea that, hey, we're trying to protect people from this thing that literally has poison in it. Like, it takes away brain cells.
Yep.
There is no health benefit to alcohol.
Nope.
I am a fan of alcohol. I'm not talking badly about it necessarily, but you can, you from this perspective, you see what this is coming from.
Yep.
But it's also a perfect example of how young America was. You tell a teenager not to do something. What are they going to do? They told America, the teenager, you're not drinking anymore. And America found a way, baby.
Yeah.
America found a way.
They found a way.
And it really kind of is the beginnings of us always finding a way.
Yes.
We find, now it's obviously, I don't mean that we always find a way around illegal things.
Yeah.
But how many times have we proven that we will find a way to figure this out? We will get through this. We will survive this. And we'll make it through this and all that. And another interesting way, too, there was so much unification under this. The people who didn't want, who were in favor of prohibition, were a much smaller number than the people who didn't. So this created some unification in some ways, while also creating some division.
Of course.
Not that long after the Civil War.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's a fascinating period of time, and it's a imagine trying to pull anything like this off right now. Well, they are. They actually are. They're trying to do this with tobacco.
Yep.
They've already gotten rid of menthol cigarettes. Did you ever in your life think that you can go into a gas station and they wouldn't have menthol cigarettes?
Wow.
I didn't.
No.
I never thought that was going to happen.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're taxing down on those, the tobacco industry. You notice that even the biggest tobacco industries are switching their fields, everything, to vaping. And, of course, now they're cutting down on vaping, too, the government and everything. But it's so the vaping situation, I think, is probably the one of the better examples of this. But we do it with every hardcore drug that comes out, and if there isn't already a law against it, making one.
Well, and we've also been. You know, how long have we had certain other kinds of drugs that have been illegal? That hasn't necessarily stopped people from using it either.
Right.
So I mean, I'll take all that into consideration. So
it's an interesting thing, though.
It is.
Sacher Tort Day?
Sacher Tort Day? I don't know if that's right or not, but...
It sounds more right. Sacher Tort Day is a day for the wonderful dessert, Sacher Tort.
I don't even know if I've had... I mean, I've had a tort before, but I don't know if I've had that specific one before. Looks very tasty, though.
It does look really, really, really good. I want to try it, that's for sure. International Ninja Day. Espionage, infiltration, guerrilla warfare, sabotage. These are some of the skills that are inherited in being a ninja. If you heard that noise right there, that was a ninja coming in and out of the room.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, ninjas actually, it's obviously a very popular...
What would you call it?
You know, you would call it back when there actually was genuine ninjas. Mm-hmm. You would call it a job. You would call it a field.
Yeah,
it was a career.
Yeah,
because the espionage, assassination, infiltration, guerrilla warfare. Yeah, that was all very real.
They were not nice. Let's put it that way.
Many ninjas were Ronins. Mm-hmm. Many ninjas were, they had lost their master, so were roaming.
Were former samurai. Yes exactly. Yes, yes. Because, and they were very different from samurai because samurai had a code of honor that they had to follow. Ninjas did not. Ninjas could do, would be, would do whatever they wanted to fulfill whatever they were, yeah, to accomplish their goal, whatever they were paid for. And they were considered, I mean, they were not held in high esteem because they were considered, you know, thieves. They were considered criminals, basically. So.
Yes, yeah. Now, very, very different than that, but taking kind of some knowledge like we do with war. We learn from all former generals. I mean, every great general there's ever been in any country in any part of the world has learned from Sun Tzu. In the art of war.
Yep.
And one of the things you learn from that, and you get in that book, which is a great book, even whether you care about war or not, it's just an interesting. You can actually use a lot of that for life, just in general. But one of the things that they figure out, well, basically, SEAL Team 6 were ninjas in many ways. They in and out. Nobody knows until their job is done, and then all of a sudden you're, well, what the heck just happened? What just happened?
You know, that's kind of modern day type ninjas, right.
The modernization of this warfare, this type of warfare, and it certainly as Green Day, a lot in pop culture,
and for some reason they hate pirates. You know, that's the other thing. I don't know why.
I want a ninja pirates movie now.
How come we haven't had one yet? I don't understand that.
And you don't even got to work on this one. Just ninjas versus pirates.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go.
There you go.
I think that would be good.
Hacking away at each other.
Big shout out to Beth Habhager. Beth does a great job on the show. We appreciate that she listens in from whenever she can and stuff. I don't tend to look at my phone when I'm on the air. But every once in a while, I will glance down and see something. And it always seems to be when Beth texts us. And Beth is right. I have the January calendar up. None of this counts.
Oh, wait. Oh.
January 5th is what we are looking for.
Oh, no.
I don't know what
you happened. You were on December 5th. I think you got pushed forward or something.
Well, yesterday, I usually set this up the day beforehand, and I had this set up. I don't know how that. I don't know how it could have gotten changed. No. And I don't know how I didn't catch it right away, to be honest with you, either. I got three things in there.
I didn't notice either, dude, so it's all good.
Starting over.
Rewind.
That now good. We great. You passed the test, everybody. Nice job. Nice job. Way to go.
Someone noticed. Thank you for playing along.
Nice job, Beth. Yep. It's National Whipped Cream Day.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Don't want to miss National Whipped Cream Day either.
That is a good one. Yeah. Yes, that is a good one. I'm not a huge fan of whipped cream, but it's in its right place.
It's one of those things that people like on. There's usually one thing that you really like whipped cream on top of.
See, I remember seeing this yesterday because I thought of this question I wanted to ask.
Oh, okay.
As the head of the pie council, I prefer, like, if I'm having my pumpkin pie, my mom likes to just put a ton of whipped cream and all that on it, and I don't like that. I want to taste the pumpkin pie.
Sure.
I feel like the whipped cream takes away from that.
Sure.
Doesn't enhance the flavor for me. Where do you stand on this controversial statement?
You know, you can have as much or as little as you want. I think you hit the nail on the head there. The pie is the most important thing. What enhances the pie? You don't want to cover up the pie, but you want to enhance it. Whipped cream for some pies, ice cream for some pies, you know, goes really well. Those are our friends. We like our whipped cream and our ice cream. Yes. We like putting those with pie, but it's all up to you. It's all about what you want on your pie. That's the important thing.
Hear that, Mom? That's from the head of the pie council, Mom. Get off my back. Gives me a hard time.
As long as it's not cake, you're fine. You're good.
National Bird Day. It's for the birds.
It's all for the birds, man.
Don your binoculars to spy these feathered friends in the wild. Contribute to conservation efforts to raise awareness of birds in captivity. Speaking of my mom, this is a big thing for her. She loves doing this.
Very cool.
She's a bird watcher, and when her hip is better, she wants to get out and about and go bird watching like in other parts of the city and, you know, in Rome and all that. We, of course, are a bird-sanctioned city.
It's true.
Very proud of that.
We got lots of who doesn't like, I mean, not going out and actually, you know, hunting for birds to watch them, but who doesn't like to see a bird, you know, fly into their yard, a pretty, you know, cardinal or something like that? Who doesn't like to look at pretty birds like that?
Does that ever get old?
For me, it doesn't.
Another cardinal.
No.
I saw a blue jay over the Christmas break. And I forget almost every year that they are around this time of year.
They stay around. They don't go anywhere, yeah.
And it was fat, it was healthy, it looked beautiful, it was awesome. And it was there was a couple like chickadees or whatever that was near it too and everything, but I haven't seen a blue jay in a while, mm-hmm. and it was I don't even think I saw one this summer. And it was just cool.
It's cool to see. Yep,
it was great. Birds are great, and it is a great to be able to keep up on these efforts too. Mm-hmm. It isn't just for fun. Bird watchers will tell you they're able to give these numbers. Say, I saw this many blue jays. Mm-hmm. Give those numbers to people and kind of keep an eye on this stuff and make
for populations and stuff. Yep.
Yeah,
it's good to know. Good information.
It's an interesting thing to do, mm-hmm. And it's something I wouldn't. It's one of those hobbies. If I had the time, I could see picking that up easily.
Yes.
And I have to admit, as a big-time fan, a long-time fan of the Honeymooners, I think of Ed Norton, a yellow-belly sapsucker. Norton, always looking for that yellow-belly sapsucker. And I thought forever that was made up.
Oh, really?
I thought that was a joke.
Oh, man.
Had to have been one of the last episodes I watched with my papa or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're sitting there, and that scene came up, and I started laughing at it and everything, because it's just, it will always make me laugh. Yellow belly sapsucker will always make me laugh.
It is a funny phrase, I have to
really
say.
It really is.
It is.
My papa's laughing with me and stuff and everything. He's like, yeah, they're pretty cool, or something like that.
Yep.
He didn't say they were pretty cool, but
yep.
he said something.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, they're real? I didn't even know.
Yes. When I was growing up, my dad had an ongoing war with some sapsuckers who were killing a small mountain ash tree because they kept eating from it.
Dang.
And so he was in an ongoing war with a whole bunch of them.
Not great. That ain't easy.
No.
It is National Screenwriters Day.
Ooh.
Whether it's a story idea that came from a previously published book, the retelling of actual events, or an original fiction story, the screenwriter builds a bridge that allows the story to be put on the screen in a way that brings it to life.
Mm-hmm.
Take some time to appreciate those who are behind the stories that appear on the silver screen on National Screenwriter Day.
Yeah.
There are just tons and tons and tons of great screenwriters in history. Many of them great directors, too, you mm-hmm. know, and that kind of thing. I'm currently working on, I'm in the Screen Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting into the Writers Guild.
Yes.
That's actually proving to be a little bit more difficult than I realized, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth it.
Yes.
But I actually think, because my oldest, my daughter Bria, is a writer
yeah.
and a published author and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe find her books on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Be sure to do that, B.A. McRae. My son, J.C., who just graduated from Minnesota in neurology, is a, when we're first talking about this and he tells me what he wants to do, he tells me that stuff and everything. He's like, well, I really want to be, and I consider myself a writer. Well, actually, a storyteller.
Ah,
and that will always stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's the perfect way to put it, because I think that is almost all of us. Whether you write copy for commercials mm-hmm. or you write big Hollywood screenplays, that is kind of your intention, is mm-hmm. to tell a story.
Yeah,
it's honestly the oldest form of creativity we have outside of maybe drawing on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And even that sure. was storytelling.
Yes, it was. That's basically what it is. If you look at any kind of art, you can see there's a story involved there. Maybe a very abstract story that's a little tougher to decipher, but it's there. And you're so right. Think about it. You know, when language was first invented, I bet you one of the first things they started doing was telling each other stories.
Yep. Yeah. We may have even learned to speak just so we could do. You will not believe what just happened.
Yeah. <You know. laughs> That was just woolly mammoth. No.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Billy Wilder, Charlie Kaufman, William Goldman, Aaron Sorkin, Quentin Tarantino, Nora Ephron, Paul Schrader, Ernest Lehman, Paul Thomas Anderson, Francis Ford Coppola, Oliver Stone, Ethan Coen, Spike Lee, James L. Brooks,
mm-hmm.
Alan Ball, Ingmar Bergman, Stanley Kubrick, Cameron Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Just to name a handful yeah. Of the greats.
Yeah, and a lot of those were directors, too, that directed their own writing, of course. So, yeah.
I don't think, I wanted to pull up, like, I literally Googled this just to see, like, if I even know the great screenwriters that aren't directors.
Yes.
That's an interesting
one. That one's a little tougher, and that's one you don't hear quite as much about. You're right.
The Tom Stoppards.
The guys that you don't, you know, the few.
Stoppard direct?
I think he has.
Sure. Okay. Maybe he's not
like
a
one
example,
or two. He's mostly a theater dude, but mm-hmm. yeah, but no, he has done some films and stuff, but.
You
Herman Mankiewicz, that's the name that always kind of pops into my the guy who wrote not only Citizen Kane, he was the co-writer with Orson Welles on that, but yes. He wrote a lot of other great scripts as well. So
another great name there too, Orson Welles.
Yeah, Orson Welles. Yes.
I bring that up that you may not know their names because you darn sure know a good script when you read, when you hear one.
Oh yeah.
And when you're watching a movie and like, wow, that was a really, I didn't see that twist coming. I didn't see this going or whatever. And, I think one of the reasons why I love screenwriting. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of that. I don't begrudge fame, but I don't like the idea of me ever being bigger than the art I'm creating. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah,
in my head, that is always the balance that I've always wanted for my career, personally.
Yeah, right.
I would rather my work be big and nobody gives a dang about what I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
That's, to me, the purpose of art, or being an artist, is so much. It's not about you. It's about the art.
It's enjoying the what was created without you. You don't have to know. I mean, you can enjoy a painting by, you know, some unknown artist. And it doesn't matter who the artist was. If you like the painting, it's there you go.
It's a great one. Yeah. That's a great example. And finally, it's National Keto Day. Losing weight and living a healthier lifestyle is a common desire in this modern age. To do this, some people choose to live with strict diets so that they can lose large amounts of weight. The keto diet is one of those one of these eating regimens that has gained results and increased in popularity over the past several years. The keto day was created to celebrate everything to do with the ketogenic style of eating. Accidentally stumbled upon in the late 1800s, the first known predecessor of the keto diet was discovered by a man from London, England. When William Banting found that he was becoming obese, he took things into his own hands and began limiting what he ate. Somebody did that back in the 1800s. Banting reduced his diet to small amounts of meat, some vegetables, and the occasional cup of tea, while cutting out bread, sugar, beer, and potatoes. What he didn't expect is that he would lose more than 50 pounds on this eating regimen. He was so excited about the results that he felt he needed to share them with the world, and he published a free booklet called Letter on Corpulence, Addressed to the Public. Working title.
No, corpulence. That's a word that we don't use anymore. I like that word.
Kind of feels like a bad title.
Yeah, right? Doesn't it?
Kind of feels like a, I don't know.
Corpulence.
Though this diet wasn't perfectly keto, it was a good beginning. Even so, this style of eating was mostly brushed aside by those in the medical community until it was revived in the 1920s. But got a lot of popularity in the last decade. Mm-hmm. And I think whenever that happens, people tend to think, oh, they just came up with this.
Yeah, that it's like a new thing that they came up with. Hey, sorry, everybody. There's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun.
It's been recycled from something. I just want to make one comment about that. The guy who originally came up with that, the similar diet, that whatever it was. I love the fact that he gave it away for free.
Yeah.
That would never happen today.
Nope. No way. That is definitely not happening today.
No. Oh, I came up with this thing. I better sell it. How can I make money off of this?
Yep. Take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show. It's WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, here's a look at your local news. I'm Melissa Kay. The 22-year-old man who tried to attack and rob a 79-year-old homeowner in Eldoran has been identified by police. Alexander T. Waters of Wittenberg followed the man to his home on Pike Lake Road and assaulted him with a knife in the homeowner's garage. The older man pulled his gun and shot Waters, who then wrestled the gun away from him and ran. Waters died while trying to get away. The 79-year-old homeowner is recovering from his stab wounds at a local hospital. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department received a record number of calls in 2022, according to WAOW News. In 2021, they received around 4,600 calls. In 2022, that number was closer to 5,000. These calls included an increased need for medical assistance. Chief Todd X said the fire department received approval to hire additional staff and are in the process of onboarding 6 firefighters. This increase in staff numbers will help reduce stress on emergency personnel and increase their 911 call response time. In the village of Mount Pleasant, a group of Foxconn opponents are running to oust the current village board. Kelly Gallagher is leading the group and running for village president against incumbent Dave DeGroot, a vocal supporter of Foxconn. Gallagher and DeGroot have a history of engaging in verbal fights during public meetings over board actions in the community. Gallagher refers to Foxconn as the largest failed publicly funded economic development project in U.S. history on her website, A Better Mount Pleasant. Village officials have continued to back Foxconn despite the company drastically downsizing their initial proposals from 2017 to create 13,000 jobs. Foxconn currently employs a little over 1,000. Foxconn has received a total of $37 million from the state for meeting job and investment benchmarks, which were recently scaled back by the Evers administration in 2021. In one of the first official acts of his second term, Governor Tony Evers privately met with the five mayors of Wisconsin's largest cities on Wednesday. The meeting included the mayors of Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Green Bay, and Kenosha. A tweet put out by the governor's office stated that Evers and the mayors discussed improving how we invest in our local communities and keeping them safe, and to ensure that they can respond to basic and unique needs alike. Discussions have been ongoing on ways to increase funding to local governments. Governor Evers indicated he would like to increase the shared revenue program by 4% in each of the next 2 years. Republican leaders have discussed using 1% of the state sales tax to replace it instead. Shared revenue has decreased in the last 30 years from over 12% to less than 5%. Local governments have asked voters to make up the difference with referendums in recent years to meet basic needs within communities. These include emergency and fire services. Wisconsin is one of 20 states that have not raised the minimum wage above the federal $7.25 an hour standard. However, Wisconsin has some of the greatest racial wealth disparities in the nation, with 14% of children living in poverty. Congress has not raised the minimum wage since 2009. 50 Senate Republicans and 7 Senate Democrats voted against raising the minimum wage to $15 in 2021. Senator Melissa Agard has proposed legislation to increase Wisconsin's minimum wage, stating that 1 in 3 Wisconsin workers would be helped by this increase. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 32, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight, lows around 15, cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 23, tomorrow partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 30.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Getting out. Oh, wait a minute. What is the...
Coming out.
Coming out. Yeah,
coming out.
Coming out. one of his more underground hits, almost.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that is a little bit later. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Sir Paul McCartney joining us this morning. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Happy Friday Eve. Seth and James here. In the 9 o'clock hour, when we get into our entertainment, we will also get into our a brief version of our day in rock history.
Nice.
Got that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Looking forward to it.
Right now, when's the best day to put away your Christmas decorations? If you still have your holiday decorations up, is it intentional, or have you just been too busy or lazy to put them away? Regardless of the reason, or how about this factor, the cold?
Yeah, let's put that out there.
Maybe you just like yourself, and you don't want to put yourself through that when you don't have to.
If you want to go outside to take down, if you have outside decorations especially, yeah. I would wait till it's nicer out.
Regardless of the reason, there is a single perfect day to take your decorations down, and it's today.
Today?
Or maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that's not perfect.
According to Christian tradition, you should be taking down Christmas trees and decorations on the 12th night to avoid bad luck. Not the 12th night of the year, the 12th night with Christmas,
yep.
Which is today.
That's the 12th day of Christmas today. That's right. Yep.
Celebrates the arrival of the three wise men when they followed the star of Bethlehem to bring gifts to baby Jesus.
That's right.
The only problem is that some churches start counting on different days. The Church of England counts from Christmas Day, which means the 12th night falls on January 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Other denominations, like the Catholic Church, start counting from Boxing Day, which means they say the 12th night is tomorrow.
Yes, because the 26th would be would be their first day then. Yep.
In any effort, unless you're in central Wisconsin or Wisconsin in general, I'm thinking we all got blanketed here. Today is supposed to be a good day for this.
Yes.
I would not recommend it to anybody here in Wisconsin Rapids today.
Looking outside right now? No.
Not the good day to be out there
doing
this.
Not a good day to do that.
Because I think that when we don't talk, because we have fun, we make jokes, and we laugh about this stuff and everything. What we don't talk about is, you want to do this safely.
Mm-hmm.
What a horrible, silly way to hurt yourself taking down Christmas decorations, something that you did to cheer people up.
Exactly.
Cheer your family up, all this. It would be silly to hurt yourself doing that.
Yeah.
I don't care what the neighbors say. Leave them up until you are comfortable taking those down safety-wise.
Yes.
We've got a lot of seniors out there in our listenership. We've got a lot of people out there that can't necessarily move the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of them, actually. at least right now I am. Be safe about that. That's what matters most, if you're safe about it and everything. I know that there are ordinances about cleaning sidewalks and driveways in these things, and I agree with them and I understand them. I also think there needs to be a lot more understanding, understanding of the gray area in that.
Yeah, I agree.
Of a single mom who does not have the energy, the time, the strength,
whatever.
Or what have you, to be able to do that when she's got 3-4 kids that she's trying to get off to school.
Yep.
The senior out there who is using a walker and lives alone or does not have...
Physically can't do it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the city doesn't do this. I'm just saying that I think that is definitely something that we as citizens also need to take into consideration.
We should.
That's where you step up and you help out.
That's right. You can do that. Traditionally, for you wait till the last day of Christmas or Epiphany, which is tomorrow, which is the celebration of the wise men arriving. Mm. Which, by the way, if you have a nativity. You know, a more elaborate one than just, not just the stable, with Mary and Joseph and Jesus and all that, with, like this, the shepherds and stuff. The wise men should not appear until tomorrow.
Mm.
Because if you read the actual story of the wise men in the Bible, it says they actually didn't get there. It's been, kind of estimated. It doesn't say specifically. Jesus was a young boy, was a boy by then. Mm. So they speculate he was probably about 2 years old when the wise men got there.
Hmm.
So, the wise men should not be there. This is just a stickler. But the wise men should not be there until later because it takes them a while to get there. They had to come from the east.
I mean, they
where this vague east, whoever, yeah. wherever they came from.
I love that end of it, too. what east? Where?
Yeah, just over there somewhere is where they came from, you know. They looked exotic. And so.
I find it interesting. And I do think that, you know, again, sticking with the season and everything, mm-hmm. if you are doing it for those intentions, that, you know, with the 12 nights and everything.
Yeah.
Hit or miss. You know, I mean, a day or two off. Is it really that huge of a deal?
I think people should bring back the 12th night parties they used to have. Because tonight would have been a big party night.
Yeah.
In fact, Shakespeare wrote a whole play about it.
Yeah.
The 12th night. Yeah. That's how big it was. So, yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do not. We need more excuses to have parties.
Yes, we do.
We definitely do. Take a break right here. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's a special announcement from my hero, Doorman.
Thank you. DoorWorks has made it to the 21st century. We now offer Wi-Fi door openers.
Ooh.
Yep, the future is now. At DoorWorks, now with a smartphone, you may open or close your garage door from anywhere in the world. You're on the beach. Your wife says, "Did you close the door?" Now, just roll over, push a button, it's all good. Kids keep losing remotes? No more. Just use the app. To get your miracle opener, just contact DoorWorks. 715-424-5777.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 32, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight, lows around 15, cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 23, tomorrow partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 30.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the update. We're going to get a live update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center in about 15 minutes or so. They'll join us about 8:04. Looking forward to talking with them. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. And maybe I'll ask them about this because I am not very often taken back by a subject.
Okay.
This one took me back.
All right.
There's no cure for the common cold. There's no cure for the coronavirus. But there might be a cure for the flu. Mm-hmm. And it involves pressing a potato against your foot. This is not science. This is TikTok. Welcome to 2023, everybody.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
A video is going viral online where a woman shares a flu, quote, remedy. And I mean big quotes around remedy.
Big quotes.
Big quotes. You take a potato, cut it in half, and then slice off two pieces. You press the potato slices against the bottom of your feet. Put socks over them to keep them in place and remove them in the morning. There will be an indication on your feet, which she says is normal. And the potato slices will be disgustingly dark color because the toxins are removed. She insists you'll feel much better. Will you feel a little less ridiculous?
Oh, man.
I grew up poor, and I grew up having to do the whole bad shoes thing and wearing a pair of shoes that were too small for you, or having to put bags around your feet and everything. I will take that over this any day. I'm not a potato guy, obviously. That's been very clear. So maybe I'm the last person to ask about this. And I am all for life hacks and for home remedies or any of these things. Any natural way to help the body, I am all for.
Sure.
But, I mean, come on, man.
Well, there are limits. I mean, I don't...
What did that potato do to you? Why would you do that to a potato?
What I don't get is why the flu virus is hanging around in your feet. Wouldn't it make more sense if it were like, you know, you put it on your chest? I mean, even if you're going to use the same one, like put it on your chest overnight. Because that's where you're hacking, you're coughing, you know, it's in your lungs kind of thing.
Yeah.
That would actually make more. Your feet?
Get some
really?
Vicks.
Come on.
Get some Vicks and just rub some Vicks on you or something. I don't know. I mean.
And I love how detailed some of these remedies get. Okay, you have to cut it in half and then cut off. A slice.
Oh, I
from you know you got to make sure that it's a slice. You can't just put the whole half of a potato there. That would be crazy.
No, really.
You got to get a slice on there so you could put your sock. I don't know.
Be all willy nilly about this. The slice has got to be 33 centimeters exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be. Exactly.
None of this is going to work. I firmly believe that they go over detailed on that stuff, so they seem smarter.
I think.
So
you're right.
It seems like this is actually an actual thing.
And then when you look at it closely, it's like, no, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Hold up here.
Now I have to admit, because I am also the person. While I am not a potato fan, I am also the person who I see stuff like this or I hear stuff like this, and I push against it, and I find it hilarious, and then I want to see somebody do it. Like, and I don't know anybody that'll do this, but I would try this just to get it out of the way, just to show people, hey, it literally does work or it literally doesn't work. But I am not doing that because I love my shoes.
Yeah.
What I just began this thing with about the poor shoe thing and stuff, I'm not that kid anymore.
No.
I actually buy myself new shoes now, and I like my shoes. I'm not doing this to my shoes. What about that part of the factor?
Yeah.
I hear nothing in this about, oh, you're destroying your shoes.
Or your socks or whatever that you're
pressed against the potato.
Man.
It was sock day like yesterday or whatever.
Yeah, right.
This is not, no sock wants this.
No. Man, I have hard enough time finding socks big enough for my feet. I don't want to ruin them by putting potatoes in them.
I hear you there.
Jeez.
I am, what is the shelf life for a pair of socks for you?
Well... For like a normal pair, I get a couple of months out of them.
Yeah. Same.
Then the holes start appearing.
Yep.
So,
Never fails. Never fails. It's that big toe. It's my big toe. My big toe is like three times the size of a normal big toe, man. And it destroys socks.
It's always the heel for me. It's always on the heel, but yeah.
I've bought a pack of socks before and heard it laugh. Like, that's going to do anything. I don't know what you do with this information, people. We are still an information station, so I felt like we had to cover this story. But at the same time, I don't know what you do with the information.
Well, I can actually describe a scenario where this is actually not a good thing, where it's more than just a ha, 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 isn't that funny kind of thing. So say you do this, you go to bed, and placebo effect, whatever. You feel better in the morning, but you still have the flu. You go into work. And you give it to everybody.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Stay if you got the flu, stay home. Don't worry about
it. That was a big issue when we were kids.
Yeah.
When home remedies first, but they became kind of a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've kind of forgotten about some of that stuff.
Still have the virus. You still can give it to people.
Do people still do chickenpox parties?
Oh, God, no.
The measles parties or whatever?
I hope not.
Yeah, I really hope they don't do that anymore.
I've heard in recent years with the... push back against vaccines and all that, that they have started coming back. But these are not good things, people. Getting the measles is not good for you.
No. No, 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 no.
This is bad. It's a disease. It's a bad thing.
People can die from it.
Yes.
Seems like a bad thing.
And it can lead to complications later in life. I mean,
I had chickenpox twice, and it's part of the reason why they say that my immune system isn't the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's some other factors there, too, but, you know.
And now we found out that if you get chickenpox when you're young, there's a good chance shingles are in your future, which are extremely painful.
Yeah, yeah. So, not looking forward to any
of that.
It's not something I don't know, and not at all trying to sound like a scientist here or a doctor or anything like that. I don't want to pretend to, you know, teach their own. Your life, you live your life. But I do think that when you're living your life and you are doing right by your children, it's not about just you. It's about their life and their choices
And when it comes to diseases like this, it isn't just about you, because other people are involved in this.
Right. You're right.
Pass it on to someone, and then it's not just about you anymore. It's about your friends, your family, your community.
I'm such a protector and believer of personal choice and personal responsibility that sometimes when I'm talking about this subject, I say things like that and I don't think of the big picture where you're right. It isn't just about you. If we haven't learned anything in the last 3-4 years,
exactly,
then you might as well just go live in the woods and not be around anybody, because you haven't learned anything about what it is to live as a member of society.
Exactly.
And there's some pushback on that, I understand.
Yeah.
Again.